asking for more help. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine is now over a month old, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he needs more help from the U.S.
Our military, our people, soldiers are stronger than the Russian Federation. But they have a lot more weapons, so these forces are not equal. And they will say, excuse me, you now have enough of what you were given.
Zelensky speaking through a translator to Fox's Brett Baer. The Defense Department says it will provide another $300 million in security assistance to Ukraine. 12 people, including three soldiers in the U.S. Army, accused in a large-scale gun trafficking operation that Attorney General Merrick Garland says supplied nearly 100 guns to gang members in Chicago. Prosecutors say the soldiers based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, would buy the guns legally, then sell them to the gang members. Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
The move comes as the Academy and Smith's team struggled to deal with the fallout from Smith smacking presenter Chris Rock over a joke he made over his wife's hair loss condition, alopecia. Smith called his behavior shocking, painful, and inexcusable. He said, "The list of those I have heard is long and includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, all those in attendance and global audiences at home." He added, "I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. I am heartbroken."
Fox's Michelle Polino. In a statement, the Academy's Board of Governors said it accepts his resignation and will continue disciplinary action against him. A judge has declined to throw out Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking conviction despite a juror admitting he failed to disclose he'd been a victim of childhood sexual abuse. Maxwell was convicted in December of helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Minnesota was too slow to respond. That's the finding of an independent report on the state's handling of the 2020 protests and unrest.
2 years after rioting broke out in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd, and an independent report shows multiple failures in procedure, miscommunication, and inadequate coordination between the state and law enforcement. The report mirrors another recent third-party report on how the city handled the chaos, which also highlighted Minneapolis Mayor Democrat Jacob Frey's stand-down order as rioters torched the city's third precinct. The mayor and Minnesota Governor Democrat Tim Walz also blamed one another over failures to utilize the National Guard. The violence led to hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Nearly 4 years in prison for Lonnie Leroy Kaufman of Alabama, who authorities say parked a pickup truck filled with weapons and Molotov cocktail components near the U.S. Capitol on the day of last year's riot. Alaska Airlines cancels dozens of flights along the West Coast as pilots go on strike.
More than 100 Alaska Airlines flights were canceled as of Friday morning, including over 65 in Seattle, along with Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, as its pilots picketed during ongoing contract negotiations. Pilots from the airline say they're underpaid and overworked and are pushing for higher contracts more like their peers, according to organizers. Alaska Airlines said that it values its pilots and respects their right to picket, but it also needs to negotiate a deal that allows the carrier to maintain growth and profitability. The airline said it's working to recover over $2 billion in losses from the pandemic.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A new study says the West is going to get more wildfires followed by extreme rainfall as the world warms, and these combinations, which can lead to mudslides and flooding, will increase eightfold in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.